With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You had asked me before why I was just so excited for the season to start as opposed to all the hype and all the offseason. Well, this is why.
You're right.
I'm ready for the freaking season to start.
Well, because there was a long time, before we get to Mary Kay real quick, there was a long time where I was, yeah, look, you're going to want to enjoy this. Because once the season starts, boy, there's going to be some real strong drama. I did not foresee all this happening. I thought we were going to wait until the regular season started before there was going to be a lot of this. But here we are, because this is the dead period for the NFL. So we take comments that Baker Mayfield had on Tuesday, and we elongated them out till Friday of the next week. And to talk about all of it, we welcome in Mary Kay Cabot of the Cleveland Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She's on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Morning, Mary Kay.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful this morning. You wrote an article, and I think you even said in a couple interviews this week, time for the Browns to move on from Duke Johnson. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. I just felt like once Baker stood up there and called him out and said the self-inflicted thing, and it was very obvious that that he was really not happy with the things that Duke Johnson was saying or the way he handled it. To me, that's a signal that it's over. And I don't think that that was said in a vacuum. I think that that was that comes from how some others in the organization are viewing Duke right now. I don't think that was just Baker speaking for himself. I think that that was indicative of a larger vibe.
Well, Mary Kay, I want to ask you because, I mean, Mike Silver didn't make it sound like it was the end of the world in his reporting. We played some of the audio today, and I actually had the take that I think the Browns can grow from this, and I think Baker can organically grow as a leader through things like this, kind of learning when to talk, when not to talk, you know, and how to approach things like this. What is your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's not that I'm saying because Baker said something and made a statement that they've reached the point of no return. I just think that when you look at the distraction of Duke and what you're going to get out of him this year and the fact that he doesn't want to be here and the fact that Freddie Kitchens has said, if you're not all in, we don't want you here, all of those things together say to me, hey, you know what? It's time for both sides to move on. He doesn't want to be here. They don't want him to be here. His quarterback is calling him out. His agent's husband is clapping back at the quarterback. And this is a football team that's trying to go to the playoffs this year and win some playoff games and go as far as they possibly can. And in my mind, if you're talking about, you know, if we were talking about Odell Beckham Jr. right now, you know, maybe you put up with the drama. But that's not what this is all about. I mean, Kareem Hunt is already going to make Duke Johnson expendable midway through the season, and Dontrell Hilliard is on his way to doing that in the beginning of the season. So I just don't think that they need this anymore with where they're trying to go.
Is this a lesson, though, that maybe Baker needs to learn? Because, hey, I actually agree with his opinion. I'd rather focus on other things. I know that Baker's already gone through the whole media wars about Odell Beckham Jr. and that, and then all of a sudden this Duke Johnson stuff's laid at his feet. But I don't know if he has to address every single issue publicly about the Cleveland Browns, and that includes last Tuesday.
You know, no, he doesn't. And these are things that he will learn along the way. But Baker is the first to tell you he's not a cookie-cutter quarterback. He's going to do things his own way. He's very outspoken. And he has shown that he doesn't really care if you're his superior, if you're a veteran, if you're his elder. It doesn't matter to him. If he has something to say, he's going to speak his mind. Now, as he goes along, will he learn that there are times where he should maybe kind of keep that to himself or keep that in-house? We'll have to see. But right now, we know that he's never cared about, you know, angering anyone or speaking his mind.
Mary Kay Cabot joined us on the hotline. There was also the report from Silver about the offense and how that is going and the transition with Todd Monken coming in. How do you think this will look once the season gets underway when it comes to play calling and who really is going to seize control of that offense?
Well, first of all, Freddie Kitchens had already told us that he was going to call the plays this year. So if you're going to be doing that, you have to be overseeing the offense. You have to be spearheading things. So I think this is just a more a function of that. This whole thing is a work in progress right now. Freddie Kitchens has brought together a number of very accomplished, experienced coaches from other teams. He's putting them all together, and they're putting their heads together and trying to come up with an offense that works for everyone. And I think that he's tried to be very open-minded and maybe sometimes to a fault in taking input from everyone. You know, sometimes you don't have to open it up to every single other person that's done something somewhere else that could be interesting. You know, maybe you have to have your offense, and sure, take some input, but maybe there are too many voices right now. Maybe that's what's going on. Maybe he felt he had to take some charge. But I don't think that this is something that, you know, if it is going on the way that Michael Silver described, I don't think it's a huge issue. You know, perhaps, and Todd Monken even uttered this, you know, he doesn't want to have too many voices in Baker's ear. So maybe he's been hanging back a little bit and not asserting himself enough. So I think they're just kind of trying to figure it all out right now.
Mary Kay, we talked to Jarvis Landry yesterday, and I'm really curious because it's very rare in the NFL that two guys come in this high profile at wide receiver and have to be on the field at the same time. It's a great thing, but also associated with that is how Baker Mayfield is going to disperse that football and allocate touches for all of them. Is that going to be tough for Baker to keep everybody happy this year?
Well, we'll have to see. There are a lot of weapons on this team. There are a lot of strong personalities on this team. And right now, everyone's talking a good game and saying it's about the team and, you know, it's just about winning games. And as long as they are winning games, I don't think anyone is going to really have an opportunity to say too much about anything. But if there starts to be, you know, a loss here or there, you know, there's always the overreaction to that. And who knows how that will play out. But for now, everyone seems to be heading into it ready to, you know, put the team first and not worry about their own numbers.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the show. How big a year does this have to be for Jarvis Landry? Because there have been some people who are speculating, including the guy sitting across the table, that he could be a cap casualty at the end of this year.
Well, I think the thing that you have to look at with this football team is that coming up very soon, they're going to have to pay Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, Baker Mayfield. They've got some huge paydays coming up, especially when you look at Carson Wentz's contract. For those reasons, the Browns are going to have to be very fiscally sound. They're going to have to make sure that their production matches the output. And everyone will be watched, especially those with larger contracts. So as long as Jarvis Landry is living up to his huge, enormous payday, then, you know, then he should be fine. But again, everyone will be looked at.
Is there a question? Because Odell Beckham Jr., the wide receivers are emotional beings. OBJ is one of them. Is there an argument to say, if you go into next year and you brought up Myles Garrett, you brought up plenty of players that there's a conversation about, you got to hold on to a guy like Jarvis Landry to keep Odell Beckham Jr. thrilled?
I don't know. We have to see. We're going to have to see how those guys function together. You know, I think they're going to love playing together. I think they'll bring out the best in each other. I think they'll be good for this team. They'll push each other. They'll sort of set the tone on that offense along with Baker. And as long as it works out the way everyone thinks it will, then I think there's a place for both of them on this team. But again, they're going to have to really look long and hard at the contracts. They've got the highest wide receiver payroll in the NFL right now. And, you know, that is something that's going to have to be addressed as they move forward.
All right, Mary Kay, there's been some chatter when it comes to the CBA in the NFL and what could happen in a few years. As we already know, D'Amore Smith has told players, hey, you better save money just in case. Now, Ken and I have both said we don't really anticipate anything happening except maybe threats and, who knows, a little bit of a work stoppage, but probably won't interfere with the actual games. Do you have any thoughts on how this is going to impact maybe Baker Mayfield and his contract after what we just saw with Carson Wentz signing his deal for a little bit less than some of the money that could have been out there?
You know what? No, I really don't know how it's all going to play out yet. unfortunately, the cap continues to go up every single year. Of course, now they're talking about 18 games, so that will impact things. That will impact contracts. You know, that's going to be a big issue going forward here. But just in terms of how it will affect Baker Mayfield, you know, Baker's going to get paid if he is, if he continues to be this kind of quarterback that's going to take the Browns and can take the Browns to Super Bowl, he will get paid. The Browns will do whatever they can to get him the kind of money that he deserves, and they will not lose him.
My buddy Chris Muller from The Fan in Pittsburgh was on this station last week. He said that the Steelers should be afraid of the Cleveland Browns. Should the Steelers be afraid of the Browns in 2019?
You know what? Ben Roethlisberger is not afraid of anyone. And I think that all the hype and all the talk about the Cleveland Browns and about Odell and Baker and Jarvis and Miles, I think that's going to help Ben really get his game face on this year. He spent so many years getting geared up for the Browns because they passed on him, and that was his motivation week by, you know, year by year to beat the Cleveland Browns. Now, I think it's going to be in the same way for it'll be the same way for the Ravens, is they're going to be really sick and tired of hearing about the great Cleveland Browns who have the best talent in the AFC North. And no, I certainly don't think the Steelers are going to be afraid of the Cleveland Browns.
Mary Kay Cabot, we thank you very much for the time. All the very best to you and yours. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
The great Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I don't know why I had to act that serious at the end of that conversation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.